I want to check in with a gentleman who's very, very busy at the moment, Mike. And Mike is Mike Gibb from the World of Isles. Mike, good morning.
Good morning, Frank. Nice to talk to you again.
Thank you for coming on, Mike. We were inquiries were being made here this morning. People saw you on the telly last night or heard about Griff on UTV Live last night, and they were wondering, the golden eagle Griff, has Griff been found?
No, Frank, not yet. We're still combing the countryside for him. For those that don't know, he accidentally got out of his enclosure on Thursday, so this is the sixth day he's been out. However, he probably only starting to get hungry today and tomorrow, but he's not a hunting bird, so he wouldn't know really how to defend for himself. So that's got us quite concerned, Frank.
Now, you're based Randallstown, but obviously he's got the benefit of winged flight. He could be anywhere, could he?
Well, he's never done this before, and every bird's an individual. We have had the odd accident over the past 20 years, but they usually stay in within the area, usually within a 2-3 mile radius. And I've been speaking to other owners around the world that have lost similar golden eagles. They usually find that they stay within a 5 mile radius of where they're from. But we are taking phone calls from all over the country. They've seen them in Dublin, they've seen them in Coleraine. We've had Rathlin Island, Scotland, all sorts. He probably is staying within the Randallstown sort of area, within maybe a 5 to 10 mile radius of the Randallstown Forest.
It'd be great if you could find them. Now, very recently, about a number of months ago, I was up around the White Mountain area, where the quarries are in Belfast, and I was just walking along, and I saw this amazingly huge bird come out of the forest. To me, looked like some form of eagle. What sort of bird would that be?
Okay, Frank. Well, a lot of people are making the same mistake, but it's very easy to mistake. Common buzzards. Like, common buzzard, well, the buzzard name doesn't really sound very nice, because the Americans adopted that buzzard word as a swear word. But the buzzards are actually a beautiful bird. They're like a small eagle. And the female birds of prey are larger than the males. So a female buzzard is quite big, and she would be about the same size as a small male golden eagle. So people do get them mixed up. They look the same in flight. However, their colours are slightly different. The eagle would be a lot darker and with a yellow sort of around the beak. And the buzzard would be more black around the beak.
And would you expect that Griff would be gliding from tree to tree, would be hanging in the air, or is he more likely to be walking about feeling forlorn?
Right, well, again, Frank, it's a hard one to call. I think, and I'm kind of hopeful, that he's tucked up into a tree somewhere. Now, that's what they would normally do. Now, eagles, it depends on the species, are mostly open territory around mountainsides and things, but he should probably stick into trees. Other buzzards and things would be mobbing him. Crows would be mobbing him. Magpies would be mobbing him. So he's probably tucked up in a tree somewhere. Now, there was heavy winds a few nights ago. Now, if he did open his wings in a heavy wind, yes, he could glide quite a distance on the open wind, but I doubt it. I still think, I've got a gut feeling that he is somewhere between Randallstown Forest and Toome along the shoreline of Loch Neagher.
So you're asking farmers and workers in the area to keep an eye out. If they are, excuse the term, eagle-eyed, what should they do if they spot them?
Yeah, Frank, we're trying to just invite, you know, as many people as possible in the area. Just phone World of Isles or phone me on my mobile. My mobile is available on our website, which is worldofisles.com. Every of Isles, Frank's rescued. I think I met with you once or twice before in years past. I think you know that about what we do.
Totally.
They're all rescued. Yeah, all rescued, Frank. And we try to give them a really good home and look after them and care for them. So this is the last thing we would have wanted. It was a freak accident. Accidents happen.
Well, let's hope. Yeah, the line's not great, Mike, but let's hope that people somewhere along the Loch Shore in Randallstown, Toome, that general sort of County Antrim area, or slightly further afield if you are out and about, especially if you're out for a country walk or you're a farmer, just have a long lingering look at some of the trees, and if you're in and around the forest there or along the shore. We don't want anyone going up the M2 taking their eyes off the road. That's important. You know, you should not be driving and checking for griff. But if you are ambling around, or indeed you're just, if you've got a half hour to spare and you go for a walk in the Randallstown area up around Toome, that general vicinity of country expanse there, do keep an eye out and see if you can spot griff, because it'd be great to get him back to Mike and the team that look after him so well. Mike, thank you indeed.